Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be doing a follow-up on the last video I did on Michael Tate because he has come out with a statement of confession and repentance. And I believe it's only fair that, you know, since I covered the scandal, I'll also cover the repentance. However, it is worth noting I did write the article a couple days ago, so I've already covered the repentance, but we're going to do a video on it anyway because not only is there a statement of repentance, but there's also a debate about whether this is genuine or not. And I'd like to weigh in on that with some cautions on both sides and just have a balanced take on this, hopefully, because again, I'm not super dogmatic in either direction, but I do tend to lean in the direction of erring on the side of the repentance is genuine because I think that's more of a Christian disposition. So we're going to dive into the story, the statement, but first I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We did a, you know, comprehensive coverage of the Southern Baptist Convention. I don't know if anyone else live streamed it on YouTube, but we did. So you should definitely subscribe to us because we do Christian news gathering and commentary in a space that there's not a whole lot of that going on. And you can support our work over our Patreon-like system. I also have a book, Winning Not Winsome. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. Also, check out the free newsletter where you get stories like this earlier than the videos sometimes. So Michael Tate confesses sin and repents. And because of this, you know, I took off the pride flag that was in the previous thumbnail. You know, he gets his face back. Or, you know, he gets the thumbnail that's a little bit more friendly to him. Same as in this video as well. So, yeah, so there's a Michael Tate, you know, he committed homosexuality, some drug use, did common homosexual behavior in terms of, you know, trying to cop feels that were uninvited and unwelcomed on younger men because they don't really care about age gaps and stuff like that. And anyway, Michael Tate did post the following statement on Instagram. He said, recent reports of my reckless and destructive behavior, including drug and alcohol abuse and sexual activity, are sadly largely true. For some 2 decades, I used and abused cocaine, consumed far too much alcohol, and at times touched men in unwanted sensual way. I am ashamed of the life of my life choices and actions and make no excuses for them. I will simply call it what God calls it, sin. I don't blame anyone or anything but myself. While I might dispute certain details in the accusations against me, I do not dispute the substance of them. When I abruptly left Newsboys in January, I did so to get help. I was not healthy physically or spiritually and was tired of leading a double life. I spent 6 weeks in a treatment center in Utah receiving help that may save my life from ultimate destruction. I've been clean and sober ever since, though I still have lots of hard work ahead of me. I'm ashamed to admit that for years I have lied and deceived my family, friends, fans, and even misled my bandmates about aspects of my life. I was, for the most part, living 2 distinctly different lives. I was not the same person on stage Sunday night that I was at home on Monday morning. I was violating everything I was raised to be by my God-fearing dad and mom about walking with Jesus and was grieving the very God I loved and sang about for most of my life. By his grace, I can say that for the past 6 months, I have lived a singular life, one of utter brokenness and total dependence on a loving and merciful God. I have hurt so many people in so many ways, and I will live with that shameful reality the rest of my life. I can only dream and pray for human forgiveness because I certainly don't deserve it. I've even accepted the thought that God may be the only one who ultimately and completely forgives me. Still, I don't want to, I want to say I'm sorry to everyone I have hurt. I am truly sorry. It is my hope and prayer that those I have hurt will receive mercy, or will receive healing, mercy, and hope from the merciful healer and hope giver. Even before this recent news became public, I had started on the path of health, healing, and wholeness, thanks to a small circle of clinical health professionals, loving family, caring friends, and wise counselors, all of whom saw my brokenness and surrounded me with love, grace, and prayer. Sin is a terrible thing, taking us where we don't want to go, keeping us longer than we want to stay, and costing more than we want to pay. I accept the consequences of my sin and am committed to continuing the hard work of repentance and healing work I will do quietly and privately, away from the stage and the spotlight. To the extent my sinful behavior has caused anyone to lose respect or faith or trust in me, I understand, deserve, and accept that, but it crushes me to think that someone would lose or choose not to pursue faith and trust in Jesus because I have been a horrible representative of him, for he alone is ultimately the only hope for any of us. King David's prayer of repentance in Psalm 51 has been my prayer this year. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins is always before me. Create in me a new heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. So this is a statement. I actually think it's a very good statement. It's a very elegant statement, very well thought out, says all the right things. So why does that make people, think the worst? A couple of reasons. First of all, this is a sin that has been going on in his life for decades. So the thought is that if he had the Holy Spirit, he would not have done this in the first place. And there is some validity to that. Maybe now he's genuinely a believer, or he's the prodigal son who starts out in the faith and then backslides severely and then is once more returning to the faith after hitting rock bottom. Maybe that's the story here. So there's also, now there are some cynical people that believe that anytime Christians show any sort of forgiveness and stuff like that, it's a sign of weakness. I don't believe that's true at all. I understand there's a debate about, if someone asks for forgiveness versus someone not asking for forgiveness. This is someone who's asking for forgiveness, so I do believe that we are obliged to reciprocate. My pronunciation's been terrible lately. But in any case, I have nothing to forgive him for because he hasn't sinned against me, just to be clear. I don't believe that he sinned against me and therefore I have the power to forgive him or not to forgive him because that's not, he hasn't sinned against me. I don't have the ability to judge that. A lot of people are hailing that he's done the right things. He's talked about staying out of the spotlight. He did seek help before he got caught. That's something to keep in mind. Like, he did say something to his bandmates about living a double life. He didn't exactly give them an exhaustive details of 20 years plus of sin. I get that. But he did pursue these things before getting into it. So to me, should this be that much of a debate? I don't think so. I think that we should take his repentance genuine for now. That's the side we should definitely err on. And a lot of times you will get burned taking this stance, having this orientation to accept people's repentance or their profession of faith. And you will get burned sometimes. I think Nala Ray was kind of a fraud. I think Russell Brand has definitely kind of turned more into a fraud. But there are going to be genuine examples that make it worth it to defer to the work of the Holy Spirit and what God can do. So that's my that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Reyes, the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, do also subscribe. If you are new to the channel, to the podcast, have a blessed day, stay based, Crisis King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.